The Humboldt Library Foundation supports library services across the county by funding the purchase of new materials, providing a bookmobile, and supporting young adults and seniors pursuing reading opportunities and job seekers looking for help. The president of the foundation's board of directors, Elizabeth Murguia, shares more.
My name is Elizabeth Murguia, and I'm the president of the Humboldt Library Foundation. I've lived and worked in Humboldt County for over 40 years. Very interested and supportive of library services in the county, and worked very hard on the campaign that helped finally construct the new main library in Eureka, the main branch, we call it. And of course, it isn't so new now. We opened the doors in 1995, so that means we're going on to a quarter of a century that library's been there. What we do at the foundation is that we raise funds in the community, and we support projects and special efforts that for the library and library services. So yes, indeed, we did help go out and raise money and make a grant to the library to help purchase the bookmobile. That bookmobile serves 14 outlying communities in the county and is very important as an adjunct service to the library.
The Humboldt County Library System has little funds available to purchase new materials that the Humboldt Library Foundation fundraises to provide.
The library's book budget for purchasing new materials has literally been zeroed out. And so the Humboldt Library Foundation, along with many of the Friends organizations, make grants to the library, and we help purchase those books that people check out. So we give about $70,000 a year to the library. At the foundation, we raise over $100,000 a year in the community. And so we're also building an endowment fund with the notion of being able to make grants to the library in perpetuity.
Humboldt Library Foundation President Elizabeth Murguia shared how people can help support Humboldt Libraries.
We have a website, of course, and you can make a donation directly there through the website. If you're interested in terms of receiving our newsletter, we do a quarterly newsletter. You can receive that. You may have heard our PSAs on air. We have what we call a buy a book campaign and target different areas of the collection and then encourage people to give in memory or in honors. These services are so important, and people really respond to that. And so I think we're only limited, I guess, by our imagination in terms of ways in which to inspire the community and to grow the library.
As part of this week's Children's Author Festival, the Humboldt Library Foundation will be holding a book signing and sale at the Main Branch Eureka Library on Saturday, October 19th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. 25 children's authors from all over the country will be at the Eureka Library autographing their books, which will be available for sale right on the spot, and all proceeds help fund the Children's Author Festival so it can happen again for Humboldt County's readers. You can join the book signing event at the Eureka Library at 1313 3rd Street this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Until October 31st, the Humboldt Library Foundation is holding an online survey to gather information about how to meet service needs of all residents. Everyone is free to take the anonymous survey online at humboldt.gov/librarysurvey. You can find out more about efforts to support Humboldt County Libraries online at humboldtlibraryfoundation.org. The project to rebuild the Garberville Library should begin sometime this winter. An interim library will be provided by a prefabricated building and office space in the Department of Health and Human Services, just across from the current library, where the new library will be built. Public Works Director Tom Mattson shares more about Humboldt County's building projects.
My name is Tom Mattson. I'm Director of Public Works for Humboldt County.
And how are county projects going for you right now?
Trying to wrap up most of our road projects. Got a lot of building projects which continue to go on, so it's been busy. The main focus are the ADA compliance projects that the CAO's office is running, but we have our veterans building in Eureka that we're trying to finalize, and we have our juvenile hall in Eureka that we're trying to get moving, and we have our firefighting facility up at the Arcata Eureka Airport that we're trying to get finished.
And I really appreciate what you shared with me last time we spoke about the plans that you have to put up a prefabricated building here in Garberville in the interim of building the library and the county campus.
We are in the final round of review with state and local permitting agencies. Just like the private sector, we make sure we go through and we're doing everything according to law. Once it's fully permitted, we're hoping within the next couple of weeks, we want to bring it out and put it out to bid in November, hopefully closing bids in early December and going to construction late December or early January with anticipated completion in April or May. It's moving. Takes a lot of time to get to turning dirt on the ground, but once you do, it goes pretty steady from there.
And would you want to help refresh the community on what the plan is, what you plan to do with the library, and how it might be connected to other county offices?
Yeah, it's going to be basically a mini complex that'll have the sheriff, the library, and a meeting area for the vets as well as other people in the county to use. And we'll be, moving out of the sheriff's substation. We'll be, converting the library over to the new building. It will all be ADA accessible, which is a big issue for the county.
During the reconstruction of the Garberville Library later this year, there may be an interruption in free wireless services. KMUD News will bring you updates on the construction of a Southern Humboldt County campus this winter.